Jin Li-chun, the new president of the AIIB, welcomed the formal inauguration of the bank after the first meeting of its board of governors.
We have just concluded very successfully the inaugural meeting of AIIB's first board of governors meeting, and I'm delighted to advise you that the bank is open for business. I'm deeply committed to run this institution according to the highest possible standards, according to the principles outlined in the bank's articles of agreement: transparency, openness, accountability, and independence.
He said it was critical to address Asia's infrastructure needs in order to boost economic growth in the region.
We plan to bring the first loans for approval before the end of this year. As we all know, Asia faces severe connectivity gaps and significant infrastructure bottlenecks. It is critical to address this need because good infrastructure is a foundation for robust economic growth and expands economic opportunities and improve the quality of life for everybody.
The president also gave a brief introduction on his oversight mechanism, which will watch over its business operations.
We must build a very good corporate culture. According to the design of the bank, we will have very good system. There will be division of power and responsibility between the board and the management. The board would exercise oversight of the management, in addition to the designing approval of the major policies.
As to the currency used for financing in the bank, Jin Li-chun said it will offer loans in the US dollar. The AIIB is expected to lend $10 to $15 billion a year for the first 5 or 6 years, and will start operations in the second quarter of 2016. Jin said that the bank's capital would include a number of currencies.
We make loans in US dollars for the sake of raising capital from the international market. We may raise capital in the US dollars, euro, RMB, and some other currencies to benefit the borrowing countries.
Jin also revealed that 30 of his 57 founding members have approved the charter domestically and become full members. The 30 represent more than 74% of shares in the bank. Formerly known as the Articles of Agreement, the charter is a crucial condition for the bank to be legally valid, and member countries have to pass it in their domestic legislatures to become full members before the end of this year. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.